past the cave. We were assaulted by odors. Ancient dust never stirred by rain. Spoor of long absent bats and badgers. Stones so old their erosion evoked the Paleozoic. And another, stronger. We didn't identify at first. Like breath and blood and death and flood and implacable vitality. And afraid. I kept checking my compass. Useless, I knew, in the meandering canyon with crumbling, unscalable walls. Tattooed with symbols unreadable to us, which hunters of a thousand years past had inscribed as warning. Choked our passage. We had to climb and clamber, shredding our bloody nails on the harsh sandstone. On the far side of the fractured clog was nestled a pestilent pond, painted reddish-gray, where I could tell no animals drank. My friend, half-crazed with thirst, began to scramble down. As I put out a hand to halt him, he fell. Heard his ankle snap, caught between two of the huge stones, before it jerked free and he hurtled screaming to land halfway in the poisonous puddle. The world seemed to end in that awful moment, then somehow begin again. my way down and dragged him away from the slime and dead bugs as far as I dared. I gathered what wood I could find and built a fire, lighting it with a prayer and my next to last match. I left him the last of the water, a pitiful splash echoing in the canteen, and the last of the raisins and nuts we had hoarded, promising to return as soon as I found the way out. The sun on the canyon wall was rising farther out of reach as I walked on, trying to keep his desperate, despairing face from my mind. A giant red tail was circling far above, at a height from which he could examine the whole region of chasm-crazed desert and pick out the eyes of a rat 40 miles away. Soon the dusk was gathering, thickening the shadows in the crux of the cleft, so that I almost missed the cliff. Suddenly the ground dropped away 60 feet down, and in the gloom I could not see what was at bottom. The walls here were sheer, and my only choice was to wait for light or try to climb down. I thought of my last match and began the descent. Soon, too soon, I put my weight too much on a rock that jerked out of its place and went crashing down. It seemed to take minutes to hit the bottom. For a moment I hung by my weak fingers until my frantic feet found a minuscule ledge. I clung there in a panic, unable to move up or down. I looked up. There, silhouetted against the twilight, stood the lion. Barely 20 feet away, but impossible to reach. For a slice of eternity, we stared at one another. The moon began to rise. forth a scream that shook the walls of the canyon and sent wave after wave of fear and wonder and joy rippling through my skin, my bones, my soul. Looked again, he was gone. Suddenly, I understood the meaning of freedom and the meaning of power, and wept that I had not known it sooner. Search and rescue team found me early the next morning, still clinging to the cliff, singing songs mankind has forgotten, which I can barely remember now. They also found my two companions, one but mangled flesh and cracked bone, the other still by the pile of rock, babbling incoherently about yellow eyes in the night. He has recovered quite nicely and sells used cars in Winslow. He never goes out after dark. But I love life best in the desert at night, where pure freedom is the lot of the living, and every act is an expression of absolute power. He believes that I am the one who went crazy.